B-Pod Studios.
It's a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hey.
As we record this, as you can imagine, with Nick Hull not being here, we are in hell.
Well, because it's just a lot more work for us, which we don't like.
And it's like there's three of us, but we all can't do three different things because we all have to help each other.
Yep.
So we all just work on one task
that's
together
pretty...
rather than dividing and conquering, Ren.
No.
Yeah,
no.
That's pretty accurate.
Just to upload this correctly, one person will do it, and just like a road crew, the other two will sit there and watch the one person do it.
Yeah, well, and then like sometimes, like you had to get me the B-sweep. You had to do like 80% of it or 90% of it, and then I had to bring it home.
Yeah, exactly. And then we don't have anybody here to answer the phones. Now, we're supposed to have, should we tell Scotty the Scotsman to come in tomorrow? Or come in Wednesday?
Well, we would need to get that approved by our administrator.
Will you shoot an email, Ren, to Leslie and ask, say, hey, with Nicole out, is it okay if we have one of our Scottish listeners as a on-air segment come in and answer the phones?
Okay.
And then we got to put Quagmire on it.
Right.
Oh, that's what I was,
because he's going to, because then what will happen is Leslie will ask him. Leslie, ask him what's going on.
Our boss isn't going to approve that.
And our boss isn't going to know.
He isn't going to understand the bit.
He's not going to understand the bit. But if he heard it, he would think it's really funny.
You think?
You think so? I don't know.
I do. Sometimes he surprises me on what he finds funny. He is a fan of like listening to chaos on the show, which is weird because he wants it to be.
Not
he
chaos-y.
Likes our stunts. He likes our chaos and laughing and nonsense. But he wants it to be done in an orderly fashion.
Yeah.
Which we can't do.
No. We can't do anything really that well.
No.
Except just hang out and talk.
You want 78%? We're your crew.
Yeah. You want to hire someone who's going to bitch about every little task that we have to do and not deliver ratings? That's us.
But I don't know. I think I like the idea of Scotty the Scotsman answering the phones because it's hard for us to do it. But
I agree with you. Maybe it's one of those things that we just get approval from Leslie. And then that's it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Leslie's our office manager who I don't even think we have to tell. Do we still have to say that? What if Scotty's vaccinated?
Well, isn't there like one, he can't come in unless he's vaccinated.
Right. Quote unquote, come in. Quote unquote, vaccinated.
And all then right, I think Rogers. They have to. I think there has to be like a thing they fill out, or they have to at least know in case that he spread a virus.
But that was a client thing. Like we had Megan from she was our rap party last week from Bodega. Did she fill out all the paperwork? Will the sales the AE just dropped her off and rolled?
No, probably not.
When I had Laura in here, I didn't have to fill out any paperwork.
No, I just asked for permission for Dean too, my son. It's like you just have to let them know. So great point. Instead of asking. Let them know.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to get in trouble for this later on.
Just heads up. Let me double check and make sure Scotty's vaccinated.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they won't let him in.
But that's a HIPAA law.
That's not a HIPAA law.
To ask if he's vaccinated?
No, that's not a HIPAA law.
All right. Hold on.
We're a private company, too.
Yeah. Well, not through your doctor.
Everybody at this point is supposed to be fully vaccinated in the building. And yet, here we are.
Well, if you're not vaccinated, you get fired.
Right.
We don't mess around here.
Hello, Gary speaking.
Gary.
It's supposed to be Scotty the Scotsman.
Scotty.
Oh, you got me in my business line, so I have to use my proper name.
Oh, God. Your proper name. Hey.
How you doing?
We're good. We're good. We're talking about having you come in and work in the phones for us tomorrow here. We're on the Rap Party, the podcast. And we were talking about, we thought it would be fun for you to come in and answer the phones.
That sounds like a plan. What's the deal?
Leroy, run him through the deal. You be the caller. Scotty will be the screener.
Okay. All right. So,
well, he doesn't know what to say yet.
Ring, ring, ring. Answer the Manny Ron the Ren show
your
phones.
Megaphone.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
You pretend like you're answering the Manny Ron the Ren morning show phones.
Okay. Go ahead, Scotty. You ready?
Ring, ring, ring.
Good morning. Welcome to the MRA.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I want to get on the radio.
It needs to be nice. It's a family show. Can you be pleasant?
I ain't pleasant. Yeah, I ain't going to say bad words. Where's Manny?
You sound like a madman.
No, I just want to talk on the radio and talk
you
about how my
like
tattoo,
a madman.
My tattoo that what used to be a dolphin looks like a manatee.
Ray, okay, you need to be going somewhere else, not the radio show.
Oh, Scotty, no, we'll take what? That call. We'll take that. You know when you call and talk to Nicole, she goes, hey, Scotty, you know, but you got to be like, good morning. I liked your opening. Good morning, the MRL show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And quickly tell me what you want to talk about, and then you put them on hold. That's it.
Okay, no problem. I mean, generally what I find is when you guys are doing the, you know, talk about hairstyles or talk about something, you want the people to call in. So you would, I'm sure Nicole always says to me, what's your story? Or she generally puts me straight through.
Yeah, she's supposed to put you straight through because you're Scotty the Scotsman, you know.
There you go.
You're supposed like because you get the VIP treatment around here.
I like that. I like that.
Okay, listen.
So tell me, what's the deal?
Well, okay, so number one.
We probably can't do it tomorrow. We probably need to wait a day.
Yeah. But
right. Well,
we.
I have to leave tomorrow afternoon for for travel, so I could do Friday. Friday morning.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Friday's not
we
bad.
We can have him
yeah.
in on Friday.
You Friday.
Or tomorrow. If we get permission back today, we could have him in tomorrow.
Yeah, but Friday would be a good vibe.
Friday works better for me.
Oh, see, it works better for him.
Guys, I'm at your beck and here. I'm at your beck and call.
You're vaccinated, right, Scotty?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Because you have to be vaccinated to come through the doors.
No, don't you listen, my company's the same. I can't go on an airplane.
You sound vaccinated. Scotty didn't have a Scottish accent before he got back to the Moderna. He spoke like Roy.
That was a side effect.
You know, I did say to them after the second shot, but this gave me an American accent.
All right, we'll work on getting you in here on Friday, Scotty, to work the phones. I think Thursday my son Dean will come in, and maybe he can help us.
Yeah, so there'll be like a theme.
We'll do a little rotating.
So
yeah, a little.
So I need to practice before I come if I'm going to have to compete with a small child.
Yes. Hi, the Manny Ryan Lorenz show. It's Scotty the Scotty. And you got to be careful not to do your side show because we need the callers on the air ASAP. Mm-hmm. Like Nicole's job is to put them on hold so that we could quickly get to you when you call in. So, all right. Misfit Scotty the Scotsman. We'll put you down for Friday unless you hear otherwise. And then we'll talk to you in the next couple of days to get you all the details. All right.
You are the best. Thanks for calling.
You're the best, buddy.
Take care, guys.
There he goes. There's Scotty the Scotsman.
Okay, so do you want me to send this email now or on Wednesday?
We'll change the email wording up a little bit. I'm sorry. Okay. You know, we're working it out on the show.
All right.
On the rap party, you know? So, by the way, I was joking about Scotty the Scotsman changing his accent when he got the vaccine, but you remember there's cases like that where this woman went in and saw the dentist, and when they put her on,
oh, yeah, but not with the vaccine.
No, but it was like when they put her on the gas and stuff, like it did something to her brain where she woke up speaking with a hard British accent.
Madonna and Britney Spears do the same thing.
They must have went to
all the same
the
dentist.
Same dentist.
I believe it because after I had anesthesia, remember, I didn't know who I was for about 24, 48 hours.
That's true.
So, doesn't surprise me none.
How do you spell anesthesia? I'm trying to find that story. Oh, here we go. And then we go here.
Oh, gotta get
woman wakes days
studio.
After surgery with different accent. What? Why can't I just want the story. A woman who's never been to Ireland wakes up with an Irish accent. It's called foreign accent syndrome. It's a news story. Hold on. I could play it. Let me see. I'm sorry, you guys. Arby's chicken wings. They're trying to sell chicken wings.
I love Arby's.
You do?
I don't want chicken wings, but love Arby's.
Oh,
all right, all right. Hold on. We'll listen to this story together, you guys. Here we go.
The meat.
Angie Yen is counting the days on TikTok.
It's day 2. It's day 10 since I woke up with an Irish accent.
Problem with that is she's Australian.
I woke up with an Irish accent, and I've never been to Ireland before.
The 27-year-old dentist shocked herself when she began singing in the shower with an Irish accent.
This was 9 days after surgery to have her tonsils removed.
I'm completely freaked out.
This is how her Aussie accent used to sound.
I'm just calling to cancel my membership, and I was just wondering for the monthly payments that I've paid.
Now she sounds like this.
And my sister's like, oh no, I've got an Irish sister now.
The most likely really sound... culprit, the rare but very real foreign accent syndrome, which occurs after a head injury, stroke, or just plain old surgery.
It's not a real foreign accent, but rather a damaged form of the person's native language and accent.
Angie gets messages saying she's
okay.
I don't hear that much of a difference.
Yeah, I mean, it was slight, but still, she's like, the reporter was just going on to say that it was BS.
I want to,
No, but saying that people are saying it's
right,
BS.
Right, because I would want to, like, it's more interesting if this is how I sound right now, and then I wake up from anesthesia, and I'm like, hello, wie geht es dir? Sprechen Sie Deutsch oder nein? Ich spreche Deutsch, no English. I don't know, you know.
It's crazy, but it's true. Foreign accent syndrome.
Right.
That's something that Roy definitely could get if any one of us got it.
Well, right, because I woke up and I didn't know who I was for however long I was out for.
A lot of people don't know this, but Roy is actually Scotty the Scotsman. He changes his accent for us.
Correct. Yes. Or
maybe a multiple personality disorder.
Yeah. Yep. Roy, your parents were in town. Did they get to stay at the house or they stayed at a hotel?
They stayed at my house.
In that new bed of yours?
Nope. Mm-hmm. We don't have, we're still haven't been able to find the correct bed.
Okay. So where did they sleep?
They slept on the queen one. We have a queen.
So where is the mattress in question?
It is sitting in the living room.
You just throw it down and lay on it ever?
No, it's just, it's in a box.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't put the new one on yet.
No.
Did mom and dad ask why the new comfortable mattress wasn't?
No, I don't want to get it. We can't agree on what bed frame to buy. I know. Mm-hmm. Can't agree on the budget.
Okay, but the mattress is ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you do for, did dad cook like his steaks or anything?
No,
or?
We went to Protagonist here in Lower South End and had pizza.
Mm.
I was concerned about my dad because he peed like 8 times. I was like, you got to get that
happens
shit.
When you're getting older.
Yeah, he's only 51.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you shouldn't be peeing 8 times at dinner. Like, it was an excessive amount. Then weird enough, Saturday, I don't know if maybe he felt embarrassed because I brought it up. Like, dad, you need to go see a doctor.
He didn't pee at all?
He didn't pee at all. So I'm like, how do you go from peeing 8 times?
He's like, I won't drink any water today.
Oh, my God. He kept ducking out.
Right. So, you know, I don't know. And, you know, he could be on fluid pills. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, it's not my job.
So, wait, did they stay Friday and Saturday?
No. Yeah, Friday night. No, they stayed Friday night and they left Saturday.
Okay, because Roy called me Saturday and I was out to dinner.
Yeah, I did call you. I wanted to check in and see how you're doing.
I appreciate that. And then Roy said you got to hang up by saying something crazy on the other side.
Because I think that's funny. People be like, who's he talking to?
Yeah, so I was like, he went skydiving? You know, this is what the people at the table hear when Roy and I are joking. And at the end of our conversation, he goes, you know, you got to do this. And I go, all right. So everybody at my table around here is, he went skydiving? And it didn't open? Oh, my God. And everybody looks up. Because without saying exactly what it was, everybody knows what's going on with that story.
I think
that's
so funny.
You know, you don't say the parachute, you go, and it didn't open?
He's alive?
Wow. He landed on a woman? Is she okay? Dude, this story's crazy.
I did make you do that because I thought it'd be funny.
And then I went to Ren's birthday party on Saturday, which was a lot of fun. Did you have a lot of food left over?
No, not really.
I ate 2 barbecue sandwiches and the mac and cheese was delish.
Yeah, no. I don't think we had much of anything left over. We have a little bit of pulled chicken left.
Okay.
There was no... Chick-fil-A left.
You know what was funny is that there was a Holly at the party and also a Polly, so that was confusing
Polly
for people.
Polly and Polly, yeah.
And then there was a restaurant, Roy, that closed down that everybody knew about except me.
What do you mean?
Like, what was the...
Moe's. Moe's Barbecue.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
And everybody was like, oh, my God, it closed down?
Was it you who was in here and you said Moe's? And we were like, that's the place that does Mexican food. And you're like, no, it's barbecue.
Yeah, no, that was me. They had the best barbecue. And we went to go get catering from them. and they were gone. I guess the one in Asheville and Hendersonville are is the only ones that in like our quick area that survived the pandemic.
Crazy. And yeah. And I'm like, I don't even know what you guys are talking about. Like, everybody was like, oh, my God, it closed. And I'm like, what closed?
See, yeah.
So, all right, listen, we got to run, you guys. I got to go to meetings, and I got to mow my yard today. I'd like to take a nap if I could, shit like that. But
I have to go to the vet with Callie, get her spot checked.
Okay, and Roy's back is killing him. So
it's been really rough. I might come in tomorrow a little drugged.
Yeah, send a chiropractor.
Okay.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.